Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
It is with great sadness that the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club announces the passing of Paul Ament, Victor Kilo 4, X-ray Echo. Paul died suddenly on Sunday, April 24, after battling dementia for the past few years. Paul had been a member of SCARC since 2009 and had a very interesting career working in the television industry. He was an engineer on the Southern Cross Network and was associated with station DDQ in Toowoomba. He was also involved with the first 2-metre repeater for the Darling Downs Radio Club and was on the repeater committee with John Brimblecombe, Ian Barnett and Rob Bell. One of his last working jobs he was involved with was where he managed the dismantling of the obsolete analogue TV transmitters around countryside Queensland, salvaging and distributing many useful parts which would otherwise have ended up at the tip. He was involved with running the SCARC Library on the Sunshine Coast and hosted both their 6-metre and 10-metre nets for a number of years. Paul, Victor Kilo 4, X-ray Echo, VK4XE, was very generous with his time, always willing to help with club's projects as they came along, and a friendly and likeable bloke. He will be greatly missed. Vale, Paul, Victor Kilo 4, XE. And in this, the first Q News broadcast for the new WIA year, let's pause and remember the silent keys of the last WIA year, 21-22. VK4IW, VK4JJ, VK4NJA, VK4AYR, Victor Kilo 4 Yankee Zulu, VK4BJC, VK4WAL, VK4GS, VK4HRP, VK4FPWA and Victor Kilo 4 X-ray Echo.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. What is your club's plan to engage with more people and the wider community? Do you have a plan, or do the days just pass you all by? One of the important messages that can be given to community groups is to put your name out in the public. There are various ways of doing this, and having an effective strategy and at least one person to apply it is the beginning of an effective presence. Your club does have a publicity officer, doesn't it? The important thing is not whether that person can do a weekly voice presentation for WIA News, but that would be great, or can write exciting passages for the local newspaper or amateur radio magazine, but that they can coordinate these activities. What about a publicity campaign to get noticed in the community and amongst the other civic groups in your area? What about it? Is there a person who can spin a yarn and give a presentation amongst the members? Why? Because many community groups like to have a guest speaker at their meetings in order to learn more about what others are doing. Is there enough money in Kitty to get some posters made and have them displayed in prominent places around town? Getting name recognition is a good way to attract members, because people infer that this group is active, is doing things that they might like to share. One thing that is important is the social contact that members can have together. Getting together should not just be to decide on the next outing or get on with the formal business, but it should be a way of cementing friendships and provide a regular point of contact. Group meals, barbecues and visits to interesting places allow people to relax and get to know each other and enjoy a change of routine in a different environment. Does your club have any of these activities on a regular basis? I hope so. Sometimes it is worth showing a collective presence with the club insignia. Clothing, caps and badges that can be worn to identify members to others are usually a good conversation starter on outings. When was the last time this was discussed, and when was the last time an order was placed so old stock can be replaced and new members made to feel part of the team? being recognised and welcoming can do more than many expensive programmes amongst our local communities. Then, of course, the most important question amongst the many I have posed is whether your club feels it is worth growing in the future. That's a question each club member needs to ask themselves and then discuss amongst the other members. If you agree to progress, then choosing the targets and making a plan that can be followed should come easily. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.